At this time, there will be the conferring of degrees. Assisting with the conferring of degrees, President Dr. Ralph Bowman, Dean of Academic Affairs John Klotz, Faculty Marshal Robert Herber, and for the Honors Committee, Dr. Martin Charlemagne.
Will the Reverend Dr. Stryford please step forward? Mr. President, I present a candidate for the Distinguished Alumni Award.
Dr. Charlemagne?
Pastor Stryford's first love has always been the parish ministry, which he has served with extraordinary distinction. At the same time, his career has embraced administrative and consultative assignments, which range across the whole spectrum of church offices, from circuit counselor in St. Louis to the vice presidency of Synod, before serving as third, fourth, and fifth vice president of Synod. He was president of the Southern District for 3 years and first vice president of the Ohio District for 2 years. Throughout his 49-year parish ministry, Paul Stryford has, in addition, given generously of himself by serving on numerous synodical committees, requiring exceptional competence and good judgment. He's been a member of the Commission on Constitutional Matters. In the early 70s, he was appointed by the synodical president to serve on the fact-finding committee. And for a number of years, he served on the board of control of our sister seminary in Springfield. Dr. Stryford's literary works include a collection of Lenten sermons under the title King Ever Glorious, and a series of Lutheran Hour prayers entitled My Heart Speaks to God. He served as essayist at several district conventions and at the Synodical Convention in 1965. In 1961, Concordia Seminary awarded him the degree of Doctor of Divinity. In honoring Dr. Paul W. Stryford, who was a member of the student body when this campus was dedicated 50 years ago, Concordia Seminary pays tribute to an alumnus whose exceptional services are recognized throughout Synod. There is hardly a facet of the church's professional ministry in which he has not excelled, as consistently as he has heeded the exhortation of the Apostle Paul, "Be imitators of me as I am of Christ."
The Distinguished Alumni Award is conferred by Concordia Seminary upon graduates of this institution whom God has particularly blessed through outstanding service in behalf of our Lord Jesus Christ and His Church. The medal itself is done in sterling. It is based on the words of Galatians 2 inscribed in Latin. It is not I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the symbol is of the Chi Rho, reminding us of our Lord Jesus Christ. Dr. Stryford, it gives me extreme pleasure on behalf of the Board of Control and the faculty of Concordia Seminary to present to you at this time the Distinguished Alumni Award on behalf of the service which you have given on behalf of our Lord Jesus Christ and His Church.
Soli Deo Gloria.
May I ask that Dr. John C. Bauer be escorted to the platform, please? Mr. President, I present to you, sir, a candidate for the honor of the Christus Vivit Award.
Dr. Charlemagne?
Throughout our church body, Dr. John C. Bauer is recognized for the outstanding leadership he has provided in numerous fundraising campaigns, including the one that made possible the construction of this campus of Concordia Seminary as an architectural masterpiece. Dr. Bauer is a 1908 graduate of this seminary, As early as 1923, he was chosen to be the executive secretary of Synod's Ways and Means Committee, which was the group authorized to raise the monies for the erection of this campus. During this same period, he was also serving the Michigan or Oregon districts in their school campaigns. In 1950, John Bauer became director of the Conquest for Christ campaign. For 3 years, from 56 to 59, he was a member of the Synodical Survey Commission. Throughout his life, he has demonstrated a deep concern that the Synod remain faithful to its biblical and confessional doctrinal position for the sake of the gospel ministry in all the world. In Buffalo, New York, he helped to establish an invalid old folks home, and in Columbia, Missouri, he was instrumental in erecting a student center and chapel. For his efforts in reorganizing Valparaiso University as a Lutheran institution, assisting with refinancing it and preparing it for accreditation, that institution in 1951 conferred on him the honorary degree of Doctor of Laws. Today, on the same day that this campus was dedicated 50 years ago, Concordia Seminary honors the man whose untiring efforts at great personal sacrifice culminated in the construction of this campus. He used well his God-given ability to stir the hearts of people to give of their material blessings, and we recognize John Bauer as one who has faithfully carried out the injunction of the Apostle Paul to be, quote, steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord.
This award is conferred by Concordia Seminary upon Christians from all over the world who have been distinguished in some special way in the exercise of their callings on behalf of our Lord Jesus Christ and His Church. The title of the award, Christus Vivit, is the Latin for Christ Lives, as well as the design of the medal, reflect the ideal of the Christian's life, namely that Christ dwells in him. Dr. Bauer, it gives me extreme pleasure on behalf of the Board of Control and the faculty of Concordia Seminary to award you at this time the Christus Vivit Medal in recognition of your faithful service to our Lord Jesus Christ and His Church for 90 years.
Upon the conferring of this award, the entire assembly of people gives Reverend John C. Bauer a standing ovation.
May I now ask that Mr. Henry O'Koneman be escorted to the platform. Mr. President, I present another candidate for the honor of the Christus Vivit Award.
Dr. Charlemagne?
The citation. Concordia Seminary recognizes Henry Koneman for his many attainments and contributions of time and talents, both to the work of his congregation and to our synod. Amid all his activities and responsibilities as Assistant Vice President of the First National Bank of Chicago, Henry Koneman did not forget Grace Lutheran Church of Western Springs, Illinois, where he has served as financial secretary, as treasurer, as a member of the Board of Education, as elder, and as chairman of the congregation. In the Northern Illinois District, he has served as treasurer and as a member of the Board of Directors. He has been treasurer of the Lutheran High School Association of Greater Chicago, and he has served on the Board of Control of Concordia Teachers College, River Forest, Illinois. In honoring him, Concordia Seminary pays tribute to the thousands of dedicated laymen of Synod who, like Mr. Koneman, have faithfully served the Lord and their church with their many talents. The words of the voice from the midst of the seven golden lampstands, as recorded in the book of Revelation, apply also to him. Quote, I know your works, your toil, and your patient endurance, and how you cannot bear evil men.
Mr. Koneman, it gives me great pleasure, on behalf of the faculty and Board of Control of Concordia Seminary, to award you the Christus Vivit Medal in grateful recognition of your distinguished service on behalf of our Lord Jesus Christ and His Church.
that the Reverend Edwin A. Nerger be escorted to the platform. Mr. President, sir, I present our first candidate for the degree, the honorary degree of Doctor of Laws.
Dr. Charlemagne?
For more than a quarter century, Edwin Nerger has been the pastor of St. Paul Lutheran Church in Fort Wayne, Indiana. He has used his position of trust to engage in the organization and direction of the corporate church's responsibility for coming to the aid of the world's needy. In 1953, he organized the Board of World Relief and served as its chairman from that year to 1967. For 6 years, he served on Synod's Commission on World Hunger. He is at present a member and secretary of the Board of Directors of Lutheran World Relief. From 1969 to 71, he was a trustee of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod Foundation. In spite of these manifold responsibilities, Pastor Nerger concerned himself also with civic needs. In 1961, he was appointed by the mayor of Fort Wayne to become a member of the city's Human Relations Commission, serving as its chairman for 7 years. It is particularly for his many efforts to bring relief to the needy and hungry of the world that Concordia Seminary takes this occasion to honor one of its alumni from the class of 1939, remembering that on the day of judgment, the Son of Man will say to those on his right, "I was hungry and you gave me food. Now inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world."
Honorary degrees are a recognition of distinguished service to the life of the Christian church. Each honorary degree is bestowed to honor the special gifts of the recipient. It is now by virtue of the authority committed to me by the Board of Control and faculty of Concordia Seminary that I confer upon you, Edwin A. Nerger, the degree of Doctor of Laws with all of its attendant rights and privileges, and I herewith authorize the academic dean to invest you.
That the Reverend Victor C. Rickman be escorted to the platform, please. Mr. President, I present another candidate for the honorary degree of Doctor of Laws.
Dr. Charlemagne?
As a parish pastor who has ministered to the same flock for 35 years, Victor Rickman is first and foremost a true Seelsorger to the souls entrusted to his care. The sermons preached to his congregation, St. Philip of Chicago, have been broadcast every Sunday since 1959. Within his parish and outside of it, Pastor Rickman has also developed special skills in the art of public relations. For 15 years, he was Director of Public Relations for the Northern Illinois District, and for more than 25 years, he has been associated with the Synod's Board for Public Relations, serving for the past 11 years as board chairman. He has been a fundraising consultant to many churches, institutions, and synodical districts, and he was executive director of Synod's 125th anniversary thank offering. His published works include a manual entitled Public Relations Techniques. A 1941 graduate of this seminary, Pastor Rickman also holds the Master of Theology degree from Garrett Seminary in Evanston, Illinois. His influence extends far beyond the confines of his parish. Since 1965, he has been a member of Mayor Daley's Advisory Commission for the City of Chicago. He's a member of the board of the Chicago Bible Society. In 61, he received the Lamb Award from the National Lutheran Committee on Scouting. Concordia Seminary honors Pastor Rickman particularly for his dedication to the task of exploring the potentials inherent in various methods and programs of communication on behalf of the church body to which he belongs. It does so mindful of the words of the prophet, "Get you up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good tidings. Lift up your voice, With strength.
By virtue of the authority committed to me by the Board of Control and Faculty of Concordia Seminary, I herewith confer upon you, Victor C. Rickman, the degree of Doctor of Laws, with all of its attendant rights and privileges, and I herewith authorize the Academic Dean to invest you.
That the Reverend Guangming Dai be escorted to the platform. Mr. President, I present to you the candidate for the honorary degree of Doctor of Letters.
Dr. Charlemagne?
Few persons in any church body have experienced a many-sided ministry equal to that of Pastor Guangming Dai. In addition to serving pastorates in Elmhurst and Jamaica, New York, he's been a missionary, an evangelist, a seminary professor, and a government diplomat for the Republic of China. Pastor Dai was trained in the Lutheran school in Hankow, China, in the days when that country had not yet come under the control of communism. He attended the Hubei Provincial Middle School and then went on to Concordia Preparatory School and Concordia Seminary, both in Hankow, China. When mainland China fell to the communist aggression, Pastor Dai came to Taiwan, where he was vice president of the Taiwan Lutheran Church from 1954 to 55. In Taiwan, he also served as a mission worker and seminary professor. Pastor Dai's most significant contribution was as producer of the International Lutheran Hour broadcasts, beamed from the Republic of China on Taiwan and reaching also the Chinese living behind the Iron Curtain. It is for this work in particular that Concordia Seminary honors Pastor Dai by awarding him the degree of Doctor of Letters. It does so in the assurance that where such good news has been and is being written, there the joy of many is made complete.
By virtue of the authority committed to me by the Board of Control and Faculty of Concordia Seminary, I herewith confer upon you, Guangming Dai, the degree of Doctor of Letters, with all of its attendant rights and privileges, and I herewith authorize the Academic Dean to invest you.
May I now ask that the Reverend Wilbert E. Greasy be escorted to the platform. Mr. President, I present to you, sir, a candidate for the honorary degree of Doctor of Divinity.
Dr. Charlemagne?
For 17 years, Wilbert Greasy has been a faithful shepherd of First Lutheran Church in Fort Smith, Arkansas, where he combines efficient parish administration with a love and concern for the spiritual needs of his congregation. Recognizing his talents, the newly created Mid-South District in 1966 elected him its first district president. In 1971, he became chairman of the Council of Presidents, an office to which he has brought not only parliamentary expertise, but an evangelical spirit coupled with personal integrity and commitment to the truth of Scripture. A 1940 graduate of this seminary, Pastor Greasy has served the Synod as circuit counselor, as evangelism chairman, and as a member of the Mission Board of the Western District. He continues to serve on Synod's Committee on Organization and on the Committee on Consultation on Lutheran Unity. He has been a member of the Lutheran Council Standing Committee, Division of Mission and Ministry. Concordia Seminary deems it a privilege to honor a man whose steadying influence and firm leadership have done much to bring healing to a troubled church. Pastor Greasy has constantly and consistently applied to himself the prophetic counsel of Isaiah of old. Learn to do well, seek judgment, come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord.
It gives me pleasure, by virtue of the authority committed to me by the Board of Control and Faculty of Concordia Seminary, to confer upon you, Wilbert E. Greasy, the degree of Doctor of Divinity, with all of its attendant rights and privileges, and I herewith authorize the Academic Dean to invest you.
chaplain, Captain Gerald E. Kuhn, front and center. Mr. President, I present another candidate for the honorary degree of Doctor of Divinity.
Dr. Charlemagne?
As pastor in a suburb of our nation's capital, Pastor Gerald Kuhn has wielded great influence in a variety of positions of military and civic importance in that area. He has served as the National Chaplain of the Naval Reserve Association, as Vice President of the Military Chaplains Association in Washington, and as the Commanding Officer of a Naval Reserve Chaplain Company. At the present time, he's a member of the Criminal Justice Coordinating Council, of the Fairfax Hospital Board of Trustees, and of the Community Mental Health and Mental Retardation Services Board. For 17 years, Pastor Kuhn was a member of the Armed Forces Commission of our Synod and served as its chairman from 1972 to 76. For the Lutheran Council in the United States, he has occupied the position of vice chairman of the Division of Service to Military Personnel. Pastor Kuhn was graduated from this seminary in 1948 and holds the degree of Master of Arts in Education from American University in Washington, D.C. For his outstanding services as a Marine chaplain in Korea from 51 to 54, he was awarded the Bronze St. Martin of Tours Medal. Concordia Seminary honors Pastor Kuhn of St. Paul Lutheran Church, Falls Church, Virginia, as a multi-gifted servant of the church and of his community in the awareness that, quote, everyone to whom much is given, of him much will be required.
It gives me great pleasure, by virtue of the authority granted to me by the Board of Control and Faculty of Concordia Seminary, to confer upon you, Gerald E. Kuhn, the degree of Doctor of Divinity, with all of its attendant rights and privileges, and I herewith authorize the Academic Dean to invest you.
Those having been conferred honorary awards and degrees, the Reverend Paul W. Stroyfert Distinguished Alumni Award, Reverend John C. Bauer Christus Vivit Award, and Mr. Henry Kuhneman Christus Vivit Award, the Reverend Edwin Nerger Degree of Doctor of Laws, and Reverend Victor Rickman Degree of Doctor of Laws, Degree of Doctor of Letters Reverend Kung Ming Tai, Degree of Doctor of Divinity Reverend Wilbur Greasy, and Reverend Burl Kuhn. At this time, Reverend Bowman gives announcements and special greetings.
And whose prayers for rain on the morrow have been heeded. I would also at this time like to pay special tribute to the work of the 50th Anniversary Committee. The names of the committee are listed in your program for this afternoon. They include not only a number of members of our staff at Concordia Seminary, but also some other individuals from the St. Louis area representing the Concordia Seminary Guild and other groups in the area without whose help the planning for today would have been impossible. I know also that I speak for all of us at the seminary and all of you who have joined us on this happy day in saying a special word of appreciation to the three choirs, the adult choir, the children's choir, and the brass choir, who have added so much to our praise and worship of God this afternoon. One of the special agencies of the seminary that does a great deal to make the life of our students particularly comfortable is the Concordia Seminary Guild. The president of the Concordia Seminary Guild is Mrs. Vera Weber. I would like to ask the marshal to escort Mrs. Weber to the platform for a brief word from Mrs. Weber. She has a special kind of good news for us at the seminary that she would like to tell you about very briefly.
Dr. Bowman, I represent hundreds of ladies among the Seminary Guild who are interested in the seminary and the welfare of its students. The Seminary Guild would like to remember this 50th anniversary with this small token as a contribution to the seminary Student Scholarship Fund. And it is our prayer that God would continue to guide and bless the seminary faculty, staff, students, and you as president.
Thank you so much, Vera. The envelope contains a check in the amount of $1,000 designated for Student Scholarship Fund. We thank you very, very much. We have received a great number of greetings, telegrams, letters from all over the world on this occasion. It would be very interesting to read all of them to you, but I know that you've been sitting a long time and you are eager to stretch about. But at least I would like to call your attention to a number of individuals who have sent greetings to us on this occasion. We have received words of congratulations from various governmental and civic leaders. Mr. Christopher Bond, the Honorable Governor of the State of Missouri, has sent his greetings. Mr. James C. Laughlin, the Mayor of Clayton, who was out of town today, has told us that he is unable to be present, but that he would try to have his representative present. Is the Mayor Pro Tem, Mr. Edwin Elston, in the audience? If he is, I'm not recognizing him, but I know that the goodwill of the Clayton community has been very evident to us, not only from Mayor Laughlin and Mr. Elston, but also from Mrs. Elizabeth Robb, our alderman, and many others with whom we are privileged to work very closely. We have received greetings from the following boards of the Lutheran Church and from our sister institution. From the Reverend Al Berry, the Executive Secretary of the Synod's Board for Missions. From Mr. Ben Eggers, the Executive Secretary of Synod's Board for Youth Ministry. From President Alfred Roth of Concordia College in Edmonton. President Merlin Pohl, Concordia Junior College in Ann Arbor. President Erhard Weber, President of Concordia College, Portland, Oregon. As well as from a number of sister educational institutions in the St. Louis area. Father Hugh O'Donnell, the President of Kenrick Seminary. Sister Jane Hassett, the President of Fontbonne College. We have also heard from a number of other church officials. Pastor Paul Barth, the Acting President of the English District. Mrs. Florence Montz, the past president of the International Lutheran Women's Missionary League, from Fred Leitz, the Church Extension Board, from Robert Marshall, the distinguished president of the Lutheran Church in America, from Dr. Paul Zimmerman, president of Concordia College in River Forest, and from numerous pastors, friends, and others all over the world. I would also want to acknowledge at this time the gift of a lovely plant from the Aid Association of Lutherans in commemoration of this occasion. While we have been planning today's events, it has come to our attention that a great number of people live in the St. Louis area who were present on this day 50 years ago when the campus was dedicated. I think it might be interesting to all of us to see how many in the audience were present 50 years ago. Could we ask all of those who were present 50 years ago to rise?
There are several hundred people standing at this moment in the crowd that have been here 50 years ago today.
Not only that, there was a mass choir that provided music on that occasion. I was surprised a few weeks ago when visiting with my mother to learn that she had sung in the choir on that occasion. Would all of those present who sang in the choir 50 years ago please rise? And I hope you're still raising your voices in the praise and thanksgiving of God. I suppose the number gets a little lower as I go down the list. I wonder how many pastors there are in the audience who made the move from the old sem on Jefferson Avenue to this seminary, who, like Dr. Streufert, can count themselves as being specially involved 50 years ago. Are there others in the audience, pastors who made the move 50 years ago? That's just wonderful. Yesterday, I was bringing greetings to the Mid-South District Convention, of which Dr. Greasy is the president, and I made the announcement while I was speaking that 50 years ago, an announcement had to be made to the crowd of 75,000 people that pickpockets were in the audience. And I observed that there obviously were some non-Lutherans present. After the remarks, Will, one of your members came up to me and said he had been present and distinctly remembered hearing that warning. The pickpockets had been present. We also have with us today another distinguished group, and that is a group of relatives and descendants from people who were here 50 years ago as descendants after whom a number of the buildings on this campus were named. There is a long list of such people. I would ask that you hold your applause until I have finished reading the list. But as I mentioned the list and the members present from those families, I would like to ask the representatives of those families to rise. First of all, in the history of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, there is one name that stands out above all others, and that is the name of the first president of this institution and the first president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, Dr. C.F.W. Walther. We have with us in the audience this afternoon three grandchildren of Dr. C.F.W. Walther, as well as other descendants. I am told that there are 29 descendants of Dr. Walther in the audience. Would they please rise? One of the great names in the history of this institution is the name of Theodore Brome. Representing the Theodore Brome family are Lucia Bartling of Chicago, as well as Dr. and Mrs. Victor Bartling, Professor Emeritus of this faculty. Would the Bartling family, representing the Brome family, please stand? Representing the Schaller family is Reverend Arnold Schaller of Baldwin, who actually participated in the original service, I'm told, when he was 20 years old. Pastor Schaller? There he is. Distinguished name in the history of the seminary is the name of Brower. Mr. Oscar Brower and members of his family, I am told there are 13 Browers in the audience. Where are the Browers? There we are. How nice. Representing the Gunther family is Mr. Richard Gunther of Tampa, Florida, as well as other members of the family from the St. Louis area. Are the Gunthers here? Very good. Another distinguished name is the name of Wieneken, and we have representatives of that family here as well. Reverend and Mrs. Edwin Hahn of Quincy, Illinois, and Mrs. Wacker of Wilton, Iowa, and I believe some children. Are the Hahns and the Wackers here? The contracting contractor for this magnificent set of buildings, which architects still regard as one of the finest small college campuses in the country, the contractor was the Kellerman Contracting Company. We have representatives of that family here, too. Mr. Kellerman, I am told, often referred to this work that he finished as a monument to God. And the story has come to us that when he was bidding on the job, he deliberately directed some underbidding so that he could have the honor of erecting this monument to God. Representing the Kellerman Contracting Company that built this building, this campus, is Mrs. Frederick Sherman, the granddaughter of Conrad Kellerman from St. Louis. And I'm told that Elmer and William Lair, sons of the builder, are also in the audience. Would the Lairs and Mrs. Sherman please rise? Another distinguished name is Kretschmar. chairman of the board, chairman of the building committee, that had the hard time of constructing and raising the money and all of that. Mrs. Millie Eggerding, the daughter of Richard Kretschmar, as well as Mrs. Paul Streifert, are here representing the Kretschmar family. Would they please stand? Ask any pastor who Dean Fritz is, and he will tell you that he remembers the Reverend John H.C. Fritz, after whom one of our dormitories right over here is named. Representing Dean Fritz this afternoon is Mrs. Ruth Fritz Meyer. Is Mrs. Meyer in the audience? Distinguished name in the history of the Synod, one of its presidents was Frederick Fotenhauer. His daughter, Mrs. Victor Bartling, is in the audience representing the Fotenhauers. Dora, would you stand, please? He's already been mentioned, but his name, of course, is a household word in Lutheranism, and that's the name of John W. Behnken, president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. The Behnken family is represented by his daughter, Mrs. William Schmelder, of St. Louis. In fact, her home is right over here. She's a professor's wife. Del, where are you, please? There. Finally, we have representatives from the Binger family. Betty Binger from Rochester, Minnesota, Mr. and Mrs. Del Lepke of Chicago, and Dr. and Mrs. George Robert. Would they please rise, representing the Binger family? One other gentleman, I hope he could make it this afternoon. His plans were not entirely definite. That is Mr. Fred Ertley of the Guarantee Electrical Company, who worked on the construction of this campus. Mr. Ertley was invited to represent the hundreds of workmen who did their job so faithfully more than 50 years ago. Is Mr. Ertley in the audience? Well, we're very happy that so many of you could come to bring us this visible link with the past. And I know that as we express praise to God on this occasion for this magnificent campus, and more than that, the work of training ministers of the gospel that has gone on here, we think in a special way of your fathers and ours. Finally, a couple of brief announcements. The seminary would be happy to invite you to join us shortly after the conclusion of this service for a picnic supper. And I think you have noticed on your bulletin the various places where the picnic supper will be served. And then this evening, we're going to be showing two very interesting films for those of you who can stay. The actual movies of the dedication taken 50 years ago, as well as a film that shows the history of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod called The Call of the Cross. They will be shown in the chapel auditorium over to my left. We thank all of you for coming, and we praise God for you and for our whole church on this occasion. I now invite you to rise and to participate in the closing prayers and benedictions.